a reading from the book of Exodus. Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. On the first day of the first month of the second year, the dwelling was erected. It was Moses who erected the dwelling. He placed its pedestals, set up its boards, put in its bars, and set up its columns. He spread the tent over the dwelling and put the covering on top of the tent, as the Lord had commanded him. He took the commandments and put them in the ark. He placed poles alongside the ark and set their propitiatory upon it. He brought the ark into the dwelling and hung the curtain veil, thus screening off the ark of the commandments, as the Lord had commanded him. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud settled down upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the dwelling, whereas at night, fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel in all the stages of their journey. This is the word of God. I love this story, the precision of the instructions, the diligence of Moses carrying out the plan, the excitement of the community helping with the construction. Can you imagine the competition among the people about who would get to carry the sacred tabernacle that housed the even more sacred Ark of the Covenant that held the very words of God, the heart of their religion? Who would carry this house of God's word? Did they draw lots? Did they take turns? With all of this finally in place, they set out across the desert toward the promised land, guided by a cloud by day and a fire by night. They set out as a community because by their participation in the construction of the sacred tabernacle, they had been formed as a community. They had one vision and one purpose, and they were united as one people. There is indeed something about working together for a common purpose with a common vision that tends to shape us and unify us into a people. I hope we have all had that experience of building or cleaning or cooking together, or maybe just traveling together, all the while telling stories and laughing, maybe sometimes brought to tears by the life and suffering shared, and always for a common purpose. When I was in college, I was privileged to participate in a pilgrimage from Paris to the great medieval cathedral of Our Lady of Chartres. We walked for 3 days, slowly and deliberately, talking or singing at times, sometimes just being quiet. There were thousands of us from all over the world. We slept in barns along the way and carried our food and water with us. We shared eagerly whatever we had. It was a sacred time, a time of grace and renewal. I will never forget the first sight of the majestic towers of that cathedral as they emerged like a sunrise from the wheat fields. When we finally reached the church, we all breathed a sigh of relief and celebrated Eucharist with great joy. Nothing else mattered except the deep sense of unity we felt. the profound sense of the presence of the Holy in us and around us. We were tired and hot, and our feet were blistered, but we were there, and that moment would remain with us forever. I invite you to ponder these questions today. What is it that unites you with others of like mind and heart? What is the vision, the purpose, the goal that leads you? And how will you nurture it? God bless our journeys.